Welcome to Ever Beyond. 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 On Wolf Spirit Radio, Ever Beyond Radio, and Tiernasau in Ireland. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Beyond. Please join us in the chat room at www.wolfspiritradio.com/listen. You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Yeah, that was the wrong one. Anyway, hello everybody. It's 26th of June 2016. Ah, look, 26062016. Yeah, it's another one of those funny old dates. Funny old dates that we have these days. Anyhow, well, it's really hot in here because I got the stove running and it's the middle of summer and I was cooking a curry and so I'm just boiling. So anyway, so maybe that'll give me a feeling of how it is to be in dear old Kentucky, which is the location of my next or rather tonight's guest. He has 2 hours to himself. Well, I mean, with me, but he has me all to himself. Unless, of course, anybody wants to call in. Oh, by the way, I've got a number. And not only that, I've got a TalkStream Live number, which means that if you go to TalkStreamLive.com, I think it's TalkStreamLive.com, let me see if I can find the actual address, because it's really cool. I'm so pleased with it. I'm indeed chuffed, which for for those who are not versed in the London vernacular, it means I'm very pleased. I'm very, very proud of myself. Maybe I could have done it a couple of years back, but it just feels like a kind of real thing. It feels like a kind of making this sort of establishment into the domain of talk radio. And so tonight, for the first time, people will be probably tuning in, through the TalkStream Live number. And the other thing you can do with it, and this is the really cool thing, is that you can hashtag. So, for instance, you could do hashtag, I think you can only use, like, do one word. I think you might be able to do underscores or dashes. But you hashtag, I don't know, Rainbow Nation Gathering or something, or hashtag 2DogJP, powwow or something. Who knows what's going to happen. Anyway, tonight, my guest, as I've, blown the cap, there is, only one, 2Dog. Good evening, Charles 2Dog. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Osio, indeed. I'm really happy. I know a lot of people in Britain are like, ugh. But I'm really happy because it's the first time ever that I've been in a so-called democratic election that has actually gone the way I'd want it to go had I voted. so it was all right. I didn't need to vote because it went that way anyway.
Well, that's awesome, JP, because over here in America, we're, a lot of people are going, I can't believe that happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there is, like you've said, there was an election and, United Kingdom has decided to, go on its own on the EU.
Yeah. So. You know, it's like, one of those, like a big fat woolly pullover. That you catch the wool on a nail on a door as you walk past. And it just keeps unraveling. It just keeps unraveling. And one day the sweater falls off your body. And that's what the EU is. And the EU is essentially, it's a Nazi plan. And, we're now seeing the undoing of the glorious plan because they thought they'd had it. And in this moment, as a sort of aside, but kind of all connected, there is a psychic space here for us to put our messages across. If we've got anything that we've ever needed to say, the powers that be are distracted right now. So if you've got anything that you'd want to do, were it not for the powers that be, now is the time to do it because they're not going to notice. And everything that you do, if we do it en masse, every little thing of being yourself, all you have to do is be yourself and do what you do. Just stop trying to stop yourself, really. We'll see if that changes. It's a ripple. You know, there's a drop. The drop was the Brexit vote. The ripple is what people do next.
Yes, JP. If you think about it, you know, JP, the main thing, if you are anywhere near rock water, just pick up a pebble and throw it in there, into the water. And then you see ripples going out. So if you have this idea in your mind, let your mind be the pebble. And you throw the into the water of everywhere, everything.
Let your mind be a pebble. This is very interesting. I've just got a whole bunch of business cards printed, and that's exactly, it's a drop, dripping into water with ripples coming out. So it's appropriate little symbol for it. So, Two Dog, your little dribble in the river, please, look, I haven't spoken to you for quite a long time. I've been crazy busy. You've been crazy busy. You've been crazy ill. I've been crazy mad. There's all this stuff been going on. Lots of water under the bridge. But you're still around. You're alive and you're healthy and kicking and being highly effective in the world. So do you want to give us a kind of praisey, a little summary of what you've been up to in the last couple of years? Now, last time I met you, last time you did a show for me, as you reminded me just before the show began, you had to be carted off by ambulance to a hospital because you were just you tell the story because it just hurts.
What happened was, to be honest, my bladder actually quit. So my stomach was expanding a lot. It just quit. And they said if I'd have accidentally bumped a car, it would have exploded and I would have died, actually. There was something going on, but evidently it's bypassed whatever that was. And right after that, I had close to 7 strokes in a row, just one hit after another. And I ended up in the hospital for a while, but I'm back and nonstop.
Yeah. So what's happening? You used to be simply Chief Charles Two Dog. Now you're something else. You're much more than that.
Well, what it is the steak nation here in Kentucky. They had a matter of fact. They had an election in the nation that I belong to, as far as the United Western Lenape Nation here. And I got a call, and my chief asked me if I was sitting down. And I said, well, yeah, I'm sitting down at the moment. And she says that the nation has voted, and now I'm principal chief of the United Western Lenape Nation, which I didn't run for. This is old way, to be honest. The elder woman called me and said, actually, you have the nation now. Now the state of Kentucky and the governor and the state representatives have to deal with me.
So awesome. I've got... Awesome. It, congratulations, sir. Congratulations.
But see, here's the funny part. The funny part was... I didn't run for the election. I didn't even, I didn't put my name in the hat.
Look, TD, this man, this is the true nature of democracy. This is real democracy. The person who does not seek power is the one who deserves it. The person who seeketh, you shouldn't give it to people who want power. You should give it to people who don't want power because they'll be responsible with it. And, that's great. And the other, sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but I mean, one of the other things is that it's the grandmothers who vote you in, isn't it?
The grandmothers was the one that, actually put my name in the hat. And, I didn't run for the election. Matter of fact, of course, it's not about Two Dog at all. It's about the people in general and what I can do to help the people. It ain't about helping me. And if you do something in a good way, of course, that circle, it will always come back. But like I said, it's about the elders, the children, the next generation, the elders, as far as your wisdom, and especially the life givers, because without the woman, there would be no nations on this mother right now. So I do bow to every life giver that is listening. And it's about that. It's about the people, not me. JP?
So, how much of a, what we call a geographical area, what sort of breadth of this? I mean, it's a sector, isn't it? It's like a chunk of nations across, if I were to, liken it to say Scotland or maybe even Germany, Germany was like a little, small, when I say small, I mean, one of your nations is like probably bigger than Europe, the nation's space. I mean, what do you call that? What do you call the space that a nation takes up? The land? Well, there's a better word for it.
It's, basic on Turtle Island, from, art, as far as all the Indian nations here. As far as Turtle Island, it goes from Mexico, United States, and Canada. So it's huge.
That's
it's
right. And the turtle has different plates on its back.
Oh, yes. Different, we have different territories here.
Like territories.
Our territory, you look at the old way, we'll go with the Cherokee for instance. The Salagi at one time had West Virginia, went in from the Virginias all the way to North Carolina. So that's really huge. So there's, many territories that all the nations were here. Very big, JP. Very, very huge.
Three Crow is saying the clan mothers picked the right man for the job, Two Dog. As I was saying earlier, it was really nice to have friends who've got numbers in their names.
Well, thank you.
It's very geeky, isn't it?
Thank you, Grandmother Three Crow. It means a lot to me to hear that from you, that you are a great, great lady, and I love you very much, honey. So thank you very much for that. Ski, thank you.
Ski, indeed. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous Barbara. I was just messaging. Are you in the chat room there, Two Dog?
No, not at the moment. Okay. I've been... so busy. I'm trying to keep up with everything going.
All right. So, I'll just relay it. So, Bright Eyes, who is Colleen. Do you remember Colleen?
Yes. Yes, very much. Yeah. She's a friend of mine on Skype also.
That's right. Well, she's saying OCO to you, yeah? And, I'll just relay anything that's coming in from the chat room to you. So in terms of how many, what states would you overlay? Because this is a different structure, but it's still going from river to river or something like that.
Right now we have people in Kentucky. We have people in Tennessee, Florida, Arizona, pretty much all over the United States, to be honest. There's people in Oklahoma. That's part of my nation. There's people in Arizona, like I said, Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, pretty much that are nationwide right now. Matter of fact, my clan mother, our head clan mother right now is in California. So it's kind of big.
Excellent.
Huge, JP.
Does Dia wake up sometimes and think, hang on, pinch. Yep. It's happening.
Yeah, that's happened.
I mean, when you can say, I think I've died and been born again, you can actually say that. You never know. You may have actually shifted 7 timelines. And, those strokes, they're probably not.
They're probably not what people
think it is. And they're probably, you've just kind of blinked out of one place, maybe one timeline, you died and you're on this one. You know, this is the good one. Welcome. You know?
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying? And this is the one where you're completely empowered, which is your soul group.
It's like, if you remember me, JP, remember anything about me or any show I've ever been on that you've listened to, I went from a small child that lived and eat and slept out of garbage dens, to be honest.
And that's right. You've lived a very tough life. Really, really. I mean, a life that very few humans can survive, you know. It's like, you're not made of the same material, man.
Yes.
You know? I know it sounds bad, but you can take a beating, but it's like, that's not the way to, you know, to kind of put it. But you're very strong and you've endured it through your spirit. You know? So, these are the tests, isn't it?
Yes. And you know, you go from a child like that into being a chief of a state nation. It kind of went, upwards. So I thank the creator, but anything I do, if I do something that's going to help your spirit or help you think or help you do or help you go, please don't thank me. Thank the creator. I'm only a messenger for that. You know?
Yep.
That's the main deal.
So, to that end, you have a new project.
Well, what we got going right now, as far as my nation is concerned, we have, how do I say this? It's a worldwide peace movement that we have going here. Now, what I'm stating about is we're not wanting to look at color. It ain't about the color of the human being. It ain't about that. It's also about the human being himself. Black, white, yellow, red. It don't really matter. It's the human being of you. And that really, truthfully, other than maybe cultural understandings, we're relatively, you know, we're all related here on, no matter whether you're in from the UK or United States or New Zealand or wherever you're at. It's, how do I say it? It's a hand out. In peace, it's a peace movement that I kind of have going on here. And basically, let me explain this, that what I hold right now, I did 98 to 99.9% of these things I haven't bought myself. People have just been sending these things to me, and we hold them in high honor. So if you would like for me to do this, JP, I will let everybody know what I've got and how I've got it, JP, if that's all right with you.
Oh, totally. I mean, look, take your time. We've got a couple of hours. We've got plenty of time. It's got, you know, take care, you know, pace it and lay it out and show us what's going on.
Well, just with, starting with my nation, we have the United Western Lenape Nation flag that is always, I live on our tribal office right now because, of course, the election, and I got to deal with the Secretary of State in Kentucky and other things of that manner. So we now hold our flag as far as our nation's flag is concerned. The state of Kentucky sent me the Kentucky state flag here in Kentucky. We now hold the Iroquois two-row peace flag. The Maori from New Zealand, they came here and sat with me, and they gifted me a flag from the Maori people in New Zealand, Aotearoa, the true name of New Zealand. They were the first. They were the very first peoples to gift. And we also hold the Eastern Band Cherokee flag, the Mohawk flag, and the Iroquois Confederacy flag, which you see, JP, that's flying with mine right now. We also hold, out of England, the County Durham flag. We also been gifted the flag of Australia. And this one really got me, JP. because evidently I've touched somebody out there, so I'm going to say this. We actually hold the Confederate States of America flag, the United States of America. We hold Canada. Somebody sent the Canadian flag. We hold the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Jamaica all came in one day, all four of them. We hold a Wolf Clan independent band here in Kentucky. It sent me theirs. Indigenous Nation of the Great Turtle Island, that is another independent native band that sent me one. The Choctaw, Mississippi, we do hold that flag. We hold whale, as far as whales is concerned, we hold that flag. Wiltshire, county, another county in England. And, we actually now hold the LGBT Rainbow Peace flag. It was sent to me. A flag that actually George Washington made in 1775 to actually fly in their, navy way back then. The appeal to heaven flag with the peace tree of the Confederacy that is actually on it. And we just received the last flag yesterday, which is a state, a county flag out of the UK called Yorkshire. So these are the flags that I have right now. And basically what I'm doing, if you agree that the same minds that are in the same hearts, one mind, one heart, one spirit, as far as peace toward people in general. And oh, by the way, before I forget, when I go back to the hospital in Maryland for my daughter's cancer, checking up on my daughter's cancer, I am to receive the flag of Cameroon out of Africa. It will be waiting on me. And which is an honor for the Cameroon nation. And for myself, it's a major honor for us as far as my nation is concerned. And if you believe in peace and love and respect of everything and everything around you and every human being, you know, that only thing we want, because I live at the law of one, do no harm to nothing and no one. And if you believe that, we don't need to have wars with people we don't even know about just because somebody in the high up says that your children have to die for me, because I told you, which that's what we don't need to do. But if you agree that we all should be peace around the world, please send me your nation's flag, send me your county's flag, send them. Let me, you know, because in my nation, like I have to say, the Maori were the kickoff on this. And believe me, my friend, that I never thought a day in my life that a dignitary from the Maori would be sitting in my yard with me here on the Great Turtle Island in Kentucky. So, you know, this was this is just a peace movement, but what will happen if you do send this, and if you ever come to our territory to sit with the dignitaries like myself and my other people of the High Council, and we'll have your flag here and ready, and what happened is my flag's nation will be flying, and your flag from where you're from will be flying side by side in ultimate honor and ultimate respect as the two leaders meet or the two people meet. And just to honor and respect your from where you're from, JP. Go for it.
Beautiful. Thank you. So hopefully in the next couple of days you'll get a blue saltire flag representing Scotland the Brave. Hopefully.
I am
it'll be cool.
I'm so waiting for that. I'm waiting for that because here's what I'm going to say. JP, the reason I'm waiting for that too is there's another dignitary out of the Native Cultural Circle over in Clarksville, Tennessee. He is also Soligi I do a lot of powwows with this dignitary, but he is also Scottish, and he's Scottish in Salagi, and there's several Scottish people I do meet with here. So it would be more than, and if you come to meet JP, and if you're living in Scotland, I will post that Scottish flag next to mine. I have been waiting for Scotland to say that.
You know, one day I'm going to figure out what my Star Nation flag is, and I'll send you one of those.
Well, you do that.
Maybe I'll get it in a vision. I don't know. Somebody will give it to me. But listen, talking of visions, meanwhile, back at stately Two Dog Manor, you had a vision, Two Dog. And clamoring. There is a clamoring. So, again, don't skimp on it. Give us plenty of detail.
Well, the vision I had when I was four, okay, I'm going to start that. And then I'm going to go to the vision that I had maybe, I'd say, almost a year ago, okay?
Do you want the way back when sound?
Yeah, go for it.
There we go, the way back when sound. Here we go. Back in the time machine. When you were four.
Well, wait. That was awesome, David.
See, it works. You're 4 years old now. Look at you. There he is. Cute, running around.
I'm four. Okay. Now, here's the vision that I told my grandfather. That if all the people, all the Indian people, I had my grandfather, I opened up my hand as wide as my hand, little hand could go when I was four. I looked at my grandfather and I said, if we stay like this, nothing will ever, could ever come to pass. And I said, but, and then I closed my hand up in a little fist. And I said, if we come together like this, more will get done as far as unity. So my grandfather took me to the elders, and I did this. I said the same thing to them, which they said, told my grandfather, maybe if you don't shut this boy up, there's a bullet for him. Well, I've done had my bullet. They've already been shooting at me.
You've been shot at by professionals.
Yes. Yes. Matter of fact, I've been shot at, thrown through windows. They actually hung me here at a burial ground when I was much younger, but of course, I'm still here. I've actually been stabbed in the back.
You're immortal, Two Dog. You're immortal.
Well, I'm not immortal. I'm just, my time ain't here yet. The Creator must not want me.
Your spirit is that. See, the thing is, you know, when you got somebody whose spirit is very strong, then it doesn't matter what you do to the body, because as the lady in the last show was talking, our bodies are the result of our consciousness.
Well, see, it's the same fact, JP. You can kill my body if you want to. You're not going to stop my spirit. It's everlasting. So I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid of it. Yeah. Now, after that, I'm going to go up to maybe a year ago. And I asked many people about this, but I think Three Crow actually knows about it also, but I'm going to relay this. I was sitting outside very early in the morning, having my coffee and watching the deer roam around in my front yard. And all of a sudden, a great big bright light just flashed in for my eyes. And I looked up, and I could see this native spirit looking down at me. And he had a smile on his face. And I saw him bend down, and when he come back up, he still had the smile, but he had the beads of peace in his hand, and he was handing it toward me. And some people tell me that that sounded to him like, or to them like, that was the peacemaker. And it wasn't all 2-3 months later that these flags started rolling in, because, you know, I'm speaking on peace, love, respect, honor, everything. We're not that different culturally, maybe, but the human being, you know, we're the human animal here. We're the two-legged animal here. Yeah, that's true. But it's being. All being is spirit.
That's right.
The trees have spirit. Everything has spirit here.
That's right.
We are spirits in a three-dimensional shell. So truthfully, we're all holy spirits.
That's right. When people say, you know, that their idea, you know, I've lost my soul or I sold my soul, you know, it's like, no, you are your soul. I'm looking at it. You know, it's standing in front of me. Don't you feel it? You know,
yes.
People don't get it so much that they think that the soul is something so abstract.
Because here's my thing. Yes. If you understand what I'm saying and how I say it throughout my life, you have to look at you. If you go back into the 1800s, okay, let's go back for a minute in the 1800s, and then you listen to the words of Crazy Horse, Setting Bull, Geronimo. You listen to the words of Chief Seattle. They're still resonating within no time. There's no time warp there. The words that they have always said is still resonating. So there is there's no such thing really as time. It just rotates in itself. So basically, if I do something in my time, hopefully my words will help some child not to do what I've done, or, you know, guide them to a better path in this world, then I'm, you know, that makes me happy. It's like what Robbie Robertson of Six Nations once said in a song, you have to, you know, make a noise in this world, you know? So if I make this noise that is helping my brothers and my sisters and my young ones that are coming up, then if I help only one, I've done something. I've made that noise.
Well, you know, there's a difference between noise and sound, isn't there?
Yes.
You know, and sound, noise is unwanted sound from my, you know, technical definition, but you know, people talk about they beat to the sound of their own drum, or they're marching to another drum.
Right.
This is
right.
A tradition. Yours is a tradition that has a drum that is creating a frequency. You know, it's a low, what we call a low frequency. You know, it's one or two cycles every second, one or two beats a second. You know, it can go up. You know, we actually measure it in what we call beats a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like in terms of a musical beat. And there are certain frequencies that have certain physical and esoteric domains. Different realms are created by different beats, aren't they?
Exactly. Matter of fact, JP, if you really want to know how the drum is here, only thing you have to do is feel your heartbeat. Just feel what it does. And if you ever heard a powwow drum, if you ever heard it, boom, 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 it's the same. If you go where I'm going, the drum itself represents the Earth Mother. I mean, the people, you know, and the Earth Mother.
That's right. There's a thing we call entrainment, where if there is a frequency that is running, that is very dominant and very pure, then all the other frequencies lock onto that. You know, you can see that there's a metronome, you see it on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of random metronomes and they all eventually come locking into the one. And, same with, women and their cycles.
Right.
So, so you're beating the new beat, Bossa Nova. All right. Who's the new boss? Well,
yeah.
But this is a different boss. It's not a bossy boss. This is a boss that is more respectful.
This is about looking at your brothers and sisters that are walking or driving their cars or walking on the street or walking on the Earth Mother somewhere and going, you know what? Creator made everything on this planet, and he also made you and me. So that means you're not somebody I don't know. You're my brothers and sisters. It makes no difference. We're all the human being here, and in that great big circle of life, we're not that different. I love my wife when I come home. So do other people. They love their wives, their husbands. They hug their kids. They sit and eat with their families. I do too. The human being in itself is not that different worldwide. Now, like I said, the women, though, that's the true power, bro. But the men and the women have to work together for the benefit of the whole, all right? But if you look at the woman in itself, there would be no Scotland, there would be no UK, there would be no Africa, there would be no America, no Canada, no Indian nations, no nothing without the life giver. And that is the woman that does everything the Earth Mother does. So to all the women that are listening, I want you to know that as a man and as a warrior that I've always been, I always bow to the life giver, and I'm doing this right now. It's the fact to let everyone know that male, the sacred male and the sacred feminine has to work together for the benefit. But it's the life giver that gives that life to the nation. And to make this nation grow. So always go to the life giver. But there's also, you have to work together for the benefit of the whole. That's the main thing. And basically what I'm doing, I'm reaching my hands out, and there's people from the UK, like I said, that are reaching back, sending flags. We're supposed to get the flag of Cameroon over in Africa when I do get back over to Maryland. We hold the Canadian flag right now. Matter of fact, we got a couple of people from the UK that I'll be setting with on from the 5th to the 7th that are coming here. One of them giving me the flag of England, and another one giving me a flag of Somerset. So, you know, and another flag. You know, they're just constantly coming.
You know, you have a visitor who has also visited me personally. He's been in my kitchen. Well, actually, not the kitchen that I'm in now, but the previous house, which we're just leaving. But yeah. Mark Devlin, is it Devlin? No, Deville.
Mark Deville.
He's an English chief for some reason. You know, he's like if he was an English tribesman, he'd be an English chieftain or something like that. He's a magnificent fellow.
I'll tell you about Mark Deville. Mark Deville is also, he may be living in the UK, and he is English, okay. But the main thing that people do not know about Mark, maybe not, is that he does have Cherokee roots. Matter of fact, he's from the Cherokee Aniowea Nation in Alabama. He does belong to that nation also. He is Cherokee. Matter of fact, his father went over, his relation went over to England with the Wild West, Buffalo Bill Wild West show, and they just never came back. So Mark has also been at my house, and matter of fact, I want to thank Mark DeVille, because he's the one that also sent the flag of Wiltshire and the Wales flag. So I want to thank Mark DeVille for that. Mark also has worked with me on a radio show called Unification of the People. And we drew thousands and thousands of listeners on that. But yeah, I know Mark very well. He's sat with me on my territory here. And I expect him any time to come back, JP.
Excellent. That's so cool. You know, because that's like, You know, he's been to my kitchen. Yeah, can you hear me? We got a bit of a, are you in a storm?
Yeah.
There we go. We got a bit of a delay.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a storm coming in. So if you need to, you know, you got my number. Just, and we'll continue this.
Yeah, sure, sure. If I lose you, but be aware that there may be a bit of a delay coming in. Listen, so, yeah, so brilliant. Okay. So having been, elected this, and you're actually having to deal with the bureaucrats, the politicos, and the slow grind of bureaucracy. How do you keep your spirits up?
Actually, to be honest with you, if the only thing that keeps my spirit going right now is that, you know, is to make sure my people get what is necessary and to let them, you know, let people worldwide know what's happening here, indigenous people. And, that's a nonstop. That makes my spirit jump. I'm not going to stop until, you know, all people, black, white, yellow, red around the world get the respect and the honor and the love that we all need for all of us. You know, I used to think it was, you know, I used to fight only for the Indian people when I was much, much younger. But grandfathers let me know that, you know, Metakwa Asio Essen, which the Lakota mean, Lakota means we're all related. It's helping everyone. I mean, I marched in 1967 when I was, 8 years old, I've marched in the Martin Luther King movement here in America. I've seen things racially that will make your hair curl. I've had things done to me racially that shouldn't be going on in this day and time. It's a thing of heart. Once that heart gets beating and has a purpose in this world, it's a non-stop thing, JP. It's not going to stop. Matter of fact, let me say it like this. The appeal to heaven flag that we did get two days ago, with this group has actually adopted that flag, and it gifted it to me. And in the Iroquois Confederacy that he was talking about, and the love that he has about the Iroquois, the Mohawk and the Iroquois Confederacy in itself, this flag holds the Tree of Peace in the middle of that flag. And we did ceremony yesterday for hours because in my territory, they came to my territory and planted the peace tree in my territory. And my spiritually, you could hear the ancestors just going, yes, because of what's been going on between, say, the whites and the Indian here in the for a generation, almost 600 years, at least they have come and gave their hand out in peace and saying, because here's the thing, it wasn't them that did it. It wasn't me that fought them. It wasn't they that fought me. What our ancestors did has nothing, you know, it has a lot to do with us, yes, to remember this. But they held their hands out in peace to me, and I give it back. Every action has equal reaction. So they planted the peace tree in my territory, and we were there to do ceremony, and we give much honor to them. They did. I'm speechless about it, JP, but my nation is. It gives their gratitude to that to that group that appealed to Heaven Flag that they gifted us, and it will be flying if we ever meet with each other. That's just how dignitaries do. But that's what I'm saying. It's a, they reached out their hand in peace to me, not just gifting me this flag, but they come and put the tree of peace in my territory, that there will always be peace between them and me and them and us. And that's the focus. The focus is what they taught us in these boarding schools and residential schools was me, mine, and I. Okay? It was always tribally, it was always we, us, ours. So everything we've learned from these schools is backwards. And they even realized this and gifted me a hand of, I'm sorry for what happened, but my hands are here in a peace to you. So in a way, I give it back. So, you know, planting that tree of peace just said to me that these guys are for real and this is what they want. And in a lot of ways, it's going with this peace movement that I'm talking about, JP.
So in the chat room earlier on, there was a little bit of a hubbub. And I was thinking, okay. There's something going on here. And they say, here he comes, the peacemaker. Now, is this a title they're going to start hanging on you, man? And are you comfortable with it?
No, I'm like this, my friend. The way I look at this, some people may call me that. If they do, only thing I can say is no. Because the peacemaker came to me, okay? I would say it that way. What some of them say is the peacemaker came to me. Only thing I'm doing is that I believe totally in the peacemaker. I do. I come from that culture that had the peacemaker, okay? As far as the Haudenosaunee, all right? As far as the people of the Longhouse.
Can you sort of expand that? Because like I'm a Brit and I have no idea of what you just referred to. And it's an important thing, an important point that needs to be, you know, opened up for people to explain what's the history behind it and what it means for that title to be connecting with that, let's say connect with the energy of peacemaker.
Well, the peacemaker in the Iroquois Confederacy, he actually, what he would do, he would walk, because we had war that we don't even remember what the war was started from, you know, between our nations here. There was so much war and so much death that we didn't know what the war was even from. That's how far back it went. Okay? So the peacemaker, when he came, what he would do, if he walked to a nation, he would go to the biggest, baddest, roughest, toughest guy you got in that bunch or in that nation and give his hand out in peace. Okay? He would go to the biggest, baddest guy you have. And what happened was we ended up with the Confederacy of Peace. The Mohawk, which is basically one of part of who I am. Okay. So the Haudenosaunee, you had the Mohawk, the Onondaga, the Seneca, the Tuscarora come in last of the Six Nations. Okay. So it's a Confederacy of Peace. The flag you see is from the earth that you see here with me. Doing this show with you that is flying with the Western Lenape Nation flag right now is the Iroquois Confederacy flag. I'm flying that because we lost an elder that came and always checked up on me from the Tuscarora Nation. He walked on a few weeks ago. So in honor to him, the Iroquois Confederacy flag is flying because the Tuscarora are also part of this Confederacy. The peacemaker went to the biggest, baddest guy you have in each nation in a way of peace. And we have the six nations together now. They've been together for generation upon generation now. But what the thing about it is, just seeing that vision doesn't make me the peacemaker, okay? But in my mind, in my heart, that was telling me that I am to do my part in this, is to reach out my hand in love, honor, and respect, and to let people worldwide know that this ain't about color. It's not. It's about the human being and the integrity of the person. Like Martin Luther King, it's about the integrity of the person, not the color. And I've seen more violence toward when I was in the 60s to watch these German shepherds tear these black kids to death here, that I said no more. It's time for all of us to be, I don't know more about this if you believe in the same aspect. There's no reason for to be this way with each other. So it's time to reach out your hand in peace, JP. And not war. War doesn't do anything but kill your children. We don't want that.
War is obsolete. I've been quoting this all week from the Dalai Lama. War is obsolete. It just feeds them. It just feeds the bad guys. So, you know, let's stop warring and try a different approach. It's at the top of the hour, Two Dog, and on the domestic and human friendly animals list of songs we're doing tonight, for some reason we did the Year of the Cat earlier. So and this is our very own Harrison Kennedy with his Hound and Rabbit version. Welcome back. There we go. That was Harrison Kennedy, Tracy Kennedy's father, doing his bit with the hound and the rabbit. Are you back with us, Two Dog?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, hang on. I'll just turn off the big speaker.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll hear an echo. Go. Yeah, all the time.
Well, you know, I have spoken to several people about this, and I've spoken to my main sister. Also, I will let you know, and some people say I am, as far as the peacemaker, maybe the second coming, and if that's true, then glory be to it, okay? But I'm just trying, I'm making a noise in this world. Everybody has to, JP, and the only thing we're doing, if you listen, and, you know, with all these flags that are coming in, only thing I'm saying is it's a way of understanding that we all should love each other. We need to help each other, nation to nation. Grab a hold of each other and not let your children be hungry no more. You know, the knowledge that we were all tribal people at one time. Even the tribes of Europe defeated the Roman Empire. Everyone was tribal at one time, JP.
Yeah, I know. And you know, there's something that you brought up, the Roman Empire. Right here where I live was a famous battle. And many thousands of people died in this valley. With the spirit of rebellion against the Roman Empire.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, EU, the Third Reich, the German Empire and the Roman Empire, they're all the same thing.
Well, you know,
just different mouthpieces, you know, just different.
If you look
nozzles.
At the Roman, if you look at the Roman Empire, JP, it was the biggest. I mean, they had units of armies all over the world. Okay. But what happened to the Roman Empire is the Roman Empire fell, and it was the tribes of Europe that actually did this, JP. So it was the tribes of Europe. And Scotland has, and the Scottish people, the Irish people too, they have clans. So when the Scottish and the Irish came to America and met the Indian people, we married into that, JP, because they understood our clan system. They truthfully did. So we have many Scottish Indian people here. So they understood the clan system, JP. Matter of fact, if you look at the, you look at the Haitian people with the Mohawk, okay? And then you look at, say the African people with the, Seminole, the Seminole people. And then you had these people that thought they owned human beings as far as the slave owners here back in the Civil War. And the Underground Railroad started, JP. The Haitian people and the Mohawk, we've married into each other. That's true. The African people and the Seminole, the black people and the Seminoles, they married into each other. We're both people from people of the drum. Our culture was similar. So we married into them. We had children. We had grandchildren. Okay. So basically when the slave owners came and told us that we want our property back, and they're talking about a black man. And since we already married into them because the cultures were that similar, only thing we did was look at the slave owners and say, you want your property back? Come get it. You ain't gonna. So we understood that between the black and the Indian also. Okay? So, and the Haitian and the Indian. Okay. The fact of the matter is we're both people of the drum. Our cultures are similar. We all are similar. And tribally, JP, whether you're black, white, yellow, red around the world, tribally, everybody was at one time. So truthfully, that tribal thinking is still in your spirit. You just got it tied up. So what I'm saying is that spiritually, maybe everybody that is disconnected right now, I'm asking you to go back to the mountain and get focused. Because we are all related to each other. We met. Okay? So it's time to stop and smell the mother. As far as the earth mother that wraps her arms around you, we are part of nature and we have to stop destroying our mother, because human society, if we keep this up, if the bees, let's say here on America's side, if the bees are no more, okay, human life here may sustain itself for 3 years. Only. Only. We gotta go back to having knowledge, JP, that we are part of this nature as well. We're not different. We're just the same as everything. We're connected to every tree, every blade of grass out here, from the smallest bug to the biggest fish, the four-leggeds that roam here, the wingeds that are here, they are also our relations because it was made by the Creator. The Creator made us, all right? So if you walk out to a tree and you cut that tree and you see the sap coming from that tree is bleeding. That is the tree's blood. The DNA from the tree and our DNA is quite similar. what that tree is breathing out when we breathe in. And then we breathe out, that tree breathes in. So we're breathing for each other. And if that tree is gone, if there's no more trees, the human being and everything on this planet is going to die. It's the circle of life. If the, you know, you put your hands in a circle, okay, and do that, and then just think, if the water goes bad, then spread your fingers apart. That circle of life is dying. Any part of that, of this nature that is gone, you can die from too. If you can't drink the water, you will die. If the wolf dies, the deer overpopulate, and there is disease in the herds, the circle of life is broken. Human beings can die from this. It's time to look at these main corporations that are in it for the money, that is beating the Earth Mother to pieces. The oceans are not even got much life in it. If the oceans die, you will die, period. We have to stop this before it gets way too bad, because honestly, if the bees are gone and they don't pollinate around here, human society may have 3 years, JP. Go ahead.
That's right. So we're looking at helping the planet rebuild herself. You know, she's had some irritations. Could say she's had a bit of a chemical spillage. But nothing really that we can't deal with. It's just stopping the, stopping the cancer, stopping the disease that is infecting us. And I think at the moment there is something there. We are at the moment pushing it back. We're holding it forth. I feel that public people are saying no. And it's, you know, this whole Brexit thing, other nations are also saying, well, if the Brits could do it.
Right. This
may be, like you say, a whole domino cascade of a complete reversal of how things were. And we're in a moment where we can not only reverse it, but then spin it round so that it's right, going in the right direction that will survive for seven generations
exactly,
and beyond. Because this is what everybody wants, isn't it? It's like, who
in
doesn't
culture,
want the Earth to survive? Who doesn't want a nice time in the future? Who doesn't want this? And then if we find out people who don't want that, then put them in a place where they can go and do that, but without, you know, messing out a planet like our beautiful one.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at modern technology, and I'm not taking away from anybody being that smart, okay, as far as modern technology is concerned, but what they're doing is they're trying to play get your money to. They're trying to play the creator, God. You can't do it. You can't do it. You cannot play get your money to and get away with it. You can't play nature and get away with it, JP. That's the main focus. You can't get away from it.
So,
go ahead, brother. I got internet connected. I have to call me.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of interference. I just heard, you got a bit chopped up there. But we're doing all right. We're doing all right. I got 1616 on the dial here, so that's all right. What are the prophecies that have been attached to the peacemaker, Two Dog? What did they, without saying, without having to identify yourself, because there is a personal stuff about it, and I get you. I really do get you. All right. But What did they, I mean, what did they say were the signs? And what would be, what, I mean, was it something that they, I'm trying to explain, that was foretold, but was worded in a vague way, or were they very specific things that they said this person would do?
It was told before that there will be another coming of the peacemaker. It has been told, okay? But if you look at the whole system worldwide, to be honest, let's take Jesus Christ, for instance. Jesus Christ in one group. You had the peacemaker in my group, okay? Then you had, I'm going to go straight at it, the white buffalo calf woman in the Lakota, if you understand what I'm saying. It's a refurbishing of the peace that we had that is no more. I mean, as far as the world in itself. So if the peacemaker comes back, or Jesus Christ would ever come back, okay, everything that Jesus Christ talked about in the Bible, the Indian people were already living that way. And we were called savages for doing it, if you believe that. But I have heard of a second coming of the peacemaker. And to be honest, when I seen that spirit in the sky, and when he bent down and picked up them beads and headed it toward me, I saw him. I immediately went, oh my God, that's the peacemaker. So if he's handing something to someone to walk and give this peace to, then the spirit of the peacemaker is living. I'm just trying to relay that message.
Okay, so I hear you. Listen, how many, can you describe the beads, please?
The beads that I saw,
yeah.
Okay, were solid white.
White. Ivory?
And white is what? Purity?
Yeah, but were they like ivory or quartz, say?
It was kind of like...
Opal?
In a way, it looked that way. Only thing I know is there was beads that were handed toward me, JP. Mm-hmm.
And was it like a necklace? A necklace or a bracelet? I mean... How many beads are we talking about? Because I'm thinking about a mala. Do you know what a mala is in Tibetan mala?
Yeah, tell me about that, JP.
Well, there are 108 beads on it. And, it's the same as, it's what's known as a rosary to the Catholics. Okay, but the beads are, sometimes they're, what do they call that? Oh God, Bodhi stones. Sometimes they're the funny little seeds, sometimes they're quartz.
Handed toward me, JP,
yeah,
were made out of something that looked like wampum.
Wampum is a kind of shell, isn't it? Abalone?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, I remember all these things now, like the two-row wampum belt is the big symbol you mentioned,
yes,
that is now emblazoned on a flag.
Right.
Is that right? Whose flag is that?
This is the flag of the Iroquois Confederacy.
The Iroquois Confederacy. Now, the Iroquois Confederacy, if I get that right, is the actual constitution of the United States of America as we know it now, was like a copy and paste of the Iroquois Confederacy, wasn't it?
What happened was Ben Franklin in 1754, sat with the Iroquois Confederacy. And when he sat with us, he said to the people after the big meeting was over, he told the American people that and I'm going to use the way he said it, JP. He said, if a nation of savages can have almost a perfect constitution, we could do better. So the Americans took the Constitution from the Iroquois Confederacy, and they didn't do no better. They done worse. Because here's the thing. If a leader doesn't do his job right at all, then the women have the right to take that man out of that position and put someone else in. Now, if America has that constitution and it goes to the Iroquois Confederacy, then the people have a right, since they put this leader into office, the people have a right to take him out and put someone else in. That is not being done by the Americans. So, you can talk about the Constitution, but it was taken from my people, as far as the Iroquois Confederacy. Okay? As far as the Indian people. As far as the Mohawk and the Seneca and the Oneida and the, you know, it was taken from us. That's what the Constitution of the United States is based on, is the Constitution of the Iroquois Confederacy, JP.
That's it. So, it was a, and so, this is brilliant news. And, you know, here we are, right at the edge of, yeah, what people might see as a period of chaos. But that's because they planned it that way. But there are angels at work here. And if you stay calm and clear, as we keep recommending, you know, drink tea. Yeah. Don't drink too much alcohol. It clouds your judgment, everybody. Yeah, especially if you've got native blood in you. Alcohol really messes. I was just going to say a very rude word. Messes you up if you've got native blood. So don't do it. It's bad. It's bad anyway. It's full of yeast. And
I was alcoholic from the time I was 8 years old to the time I was 20.
I know. It's just poison. It's just such poison because, you know,
it happens a lot. It's tolerance to alcohol, and native people don't know.
No, it's really bad. It's really bad. So, you know, and there are other
like
things
I,
that are much
you know,
better.
I've said this on many of the radio shows. You know, and my dear, sweet, lovable lady, as far as Tracy Kennedy is concerned, knows she's heard me say, I really have not had a childhood. I've always had to be grown by the time I was 7 and a half. I've had things going on I've had a war in my own country since I hit the ground as far as when I was born. I got combat PTSD, never been in the military. It's because I've seen my own cousin get shot in the head here. So, you know, that PTSD rolls sometimes with me too. But this, you have war wounds on the outside, but you also have them on the inside. And spiritually, you know, keeping my native roots with me and my spiritual way keeps me grounded to where the PTSD and all this other doesn't bother me. I mean, I have to, you know, I remember everything, but I got a noise in this world I have to make. And
that's right.
Me make it.
Making the noise. Okay. Now here's the other thing. Radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice if every nation had its own station?
It'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it be cool that everybody had their voice and that, you know, I can show you, or I can show a friend of yours, whoever, somebody who's got an aptitude for it, how to set up an old laptop, you know, old rubbish computer, a computer that has been thrown away because maybe its battery doesn't work, right? Laptop. But it still works when it's plugged into the wall. Is to turn that into a radio station that can do everything that this can do, that Wolf Spirit can do.
Before you go on with this also, I wanted to, I know you played a song from Mr. Harrison Kennedy just at the end of the break. I did an interview with Mr. Kennedy a while back.
Lovely.
A couple of years ago. You know, a couple of years ago, I think. I'm trying to relay my mind here. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is one of the best interviews I ever done with anybody. Me and Harrison Kennedy actually sung together. And I give him much, much honor because he's got me writing my own music now. And they want me to go in his studio with one of them already. But the fact of the matter is I love that man very much. And he called me son. And nobody knows how much of an honor it was to hear Mr. Kennedy call me son. And that, you know, I give that honor and respect back to Mr. Harrison Kennedy, JP.
Gorgeous. I mean, he's just got the most gorgeous voice and avuncular sound. It's just lovely. So, well done, Tracy, on having a dad like that. Having that dad.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to say also, you know, big happy birthday to Damon.
Oh, yeah, Damon. Hey, happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday, my man.
Yeah, good son. So he's 25 or something?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, wow. There you go. So big shout out to the Kennedys there, the lion.
One of the things I want to say is in my true heart, this comes from my true heart. In a lot of ways, I used to think I couldn't do anything, you know, to be honest. I've been beat down that much. But I want to thank Tracy Kennedy in the highest because she wouldn't let me think that way. If she thought I could do it, I could do it. And we've been riding together for 7-8 years now. And much love to you, my sister. But the thing of the matter is I didn't run for this election. I just got elected to it. But the fact of the matter is it's not about Two Dog whatsoever. It's about my, you know, about the people in general. That's how these leaders of these governments should be. It should not be about Barack Obama, but it should be about the people in America. It shouldn't be about Justin Trudeau. It should be about everybody in Kanakota as far as Canada is concerned. That's how it should be with all leaders of all people. It's about the people, not your individual self, JP.
Well, that's right. It's really more about the principles that we're supposed to be voting for. You know, again, this whole Brexit thing came down to, would you like this crazy person or that crazy person, you know, because one crazy person was supporting Brexit and the other one was not, you know, and it was like, just would you just stop being so stupid? I was just looking back, you know, thinking they're all fighting and they don't see what trouble they've gotten themselves into in the first place to get into the point of hating your brother. This is the whole thing. You know, there are people who are hating each other. Who actually, nobody wants this. Nobody really wants this. Nobody really wants it, but they don't realize that they're actually in something that they didn't want without noticing that they're in it. And that they think that that's... Right, so what I'm talking about is you know, people want to be safe, but they're so safe now they can't move.
Right. You know? I mean, if you look at the election we're having right now, in America, as far as America is concerned, you have you got a hater, to be honest, as far as Donald Trump. We must hate the Mexican. Now we got to hate the Muslim. Now we got to hate, you know, if you're a woman and you disagree with me, you're a pig. Is that what you want to run your country? I that's unfathomable to me. I mean, that's race hate.
Well, certainly, you know, neither, see, the thing is, you know, again, we got wing flapping, you know, either it's the left wing or the right wing. And it's an illusion because these people are friends. So they're just playing a part. They're like actors. It's like Dr. McCoy and Leonard Nimoy, right? DeForest Curry and Leonard Nimoy. They were friends. In a show, they were the Doctor and Spock. So they hated each other because that was what their characters were in the show. But they loved each other. They were friends.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. They don't see the levels of that, you know?
It's the same, illusion.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
The illusion is for me to say, I can do for you, I will do for you, but see, here's the point. You can say you will, but in America, it's the Senate and the Congress that can overlap the president anyway, so he can say he's going to do it, but if the Senate and Congress says no, how you got to do it? That's the point. But, you know, the thing about it is with all these world leaders is war makes money. And they're all in for the frog skin as far as, you know, the green paper here in America, you know. it's about what greed they can do. And greed's killing the world. And if, greed is killing our Earth Mother, it's time for people like you and me, JP, and other people around that's open and open-minded and open spiritually and open connectedness to the Mother that says, no. If we all in this world said no more, it's done, it's over, ain't going to happen, what will they do? What would they do?
What would they do? Exactly. If they arranged a war and nobody turned up.
Yeah. Cause see, here's the thing. You got one leader over here. He gets mad at another leader over there. Are they going to fight? No. It's your poor children that are going to die because this man says we got to fight. How am I going to, if America says, and gets mad at the one in Scotland. That's just to go that way, that route, JP. And America says, you know what? We're going to fight Scotland. Okay? And then it ain't the leader of Scotland and the leader of America fighting. And then they send me over to your territory and I got to fight you when I love you or when I don't even know you. You don't hate me. I don't hate you. Why are we fighting? It's kind of like, it's like I used to tell you, if you listen to any of the 80s and the 90s metal music, as far as the metal bands are concerned, Master of Puppets, by the way, they're telling you what's going on in this government or in the leadership and stuff. They're telling you. That's what connected me. They're telling you. You see what I'm saying, JP?
They're laying out because, you know, a lot of people were into, I mean, again, in the 70s, in the late 70s early 80s, there was the punk scene. And again, there was a lot of bands that were really, you know, you hear of the Sex Pistols and this and that, but there's a band called, what they call Crass, who were the punk's punk band.
Right.
And they were talking about all this stuff as well. They were talking all about the conspiracy theories and what was really going on. But it was behind such a firewall of clashing sound that nobody could listen to it. Yeah, exactly. It was there.
Exactly.
It's always been against this clamor because of the emotion that you're feeling against it. You know, you don't want to sing a nice little love ballad to it, do you?
No. You know, JP, what the problem has been in my area with me, you know, and especially now since I have this leadership in the state of Kentucky, is that I'm the type of individual, even though I got to deal with the Secretary of State and the Governor of Kentucky and all this, is that I'm the type of individual is that if I see a skunk out here, okay, if I see a skunk, I'm not going to look at you and say, hey, look at that pretty kitty. A skunk's a skunk. If I see somebody doing something to someone, there's no reason to do any harm to anybody. There's no reason for it. So a skunk is a skunk, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the type of person that it is what it is. If I see it, I call it. And that's got me in quite a bit of trouble in my life. Because I see it, I call it. Go ahead, Dave.
It's handy. It's very handy to have people who see it and call it. Because, you know, not everybody calls it. Not everybody sees it. You know? You know, other people have other things to do.
You're exactly right.
You know what I mean? And somebody's got to take up the slack.
Yeah.
Because it has to be done. So if you can't find anybody to do it, you'll do it yourself. That's the way.
Yeah. Basically, if you, in other words, it's time for each and every individual that is open-minded and open-hearted and believe in this peace and believe in love, honor, and respect to everybody. If you can't find anybody that'll walk with you, do it yourself. It's easy to love somebody. I mean, it's easy to hate, but hate is taught generationally, okay? In other words, what I would like to do and what I'm saying to people, and this is the Iroquois way too, there was an individual that held up one arrow, and he snapped it. He broke it. Okay? Then he bent down and he picked up a bundle of arrows, JP. And he tried to break them, but he couldn't. Unity. If we all had unity in this world right now, it's unbreakable. You understand, JP? That's unbreakable. If we all were a bundle of arrows right now, nobody could break that bundle. If you had one and you were a nation and you're going by yourself, you can break that arrow. But if you had a bundle of arrows, you can't break that bundle. Unity. That's what I'm saying also, JP.
Exactly. So, yes. And there's another little analogy, little image for you with your the hand, the open hand and the fist, and the single arrow and the quiver. I wasn't expecting that. That's a really good one. Really good one. And you know, it's like fiberglass. You know, and glass fiber. You can bend it and you can snap it. It's really very fragile. But if you put it in with the resin and other strips of it, it can be the strongest material for its lightness. You know.
Yes. I mean, you take the old motor cars now. In the old days, they was made out of metal. Some of them was really steel, kind of. And then you look at the cars that are running right now that are nothing but plastic. It's killing more people. All right?
Yeah. Actually, there was a car that was made of hemp. It was made of a fiberglass made out of hemp fiber and hemp resin. A hemp glass or something, fiber hemp, and that was Henry Ford. He made that, but they didn't let him make the rest of them. Mm-hmm. When I heard about that, I thought immediately of Cheech and Chong. Do you remember that film?
The fact of the matter. Yeah. Oh gosh, yes, I totally remember.
Sorry. No, you were about to say you were about to make a proper point. I was being flippant. The fact of the matter.
The fact of the matter goes like this, JP. Spiritually, everybody that is listening to your show should be, I would say, awake about right now, seeing what's going on, seeing where everything is. There's people on Trace Elements Radio that me and Tracy do that are open and see everything and, you know, see where everything's going. And what we need to do is the human being is to start connecting back to the mother, start growing something that will feed you. Learn how to grow something. That's mainly because if you look at what's going on in the world, you don't know what might happen. Learn how to do this. Learn to get back to the connection. What I call the system of the focus. You need to go back to the mountain and get your spirit focused. Walk, you know, whether you're Christian, traditional, Buddhist, I don't care. It don't matter, okay? If you believe Christian-wise, okay, if you believe in everything that book is telling you, then every step on this earth, mother, you take is a constant talk and a constant prayer with the Creator. And number one, you believe what that thing told you or what they're saying in this book, okay? Then I hold no disregret, no disregard to the Christian people. I hold much regard to them, much. I hold much respect for the Christian people. I hold much respect for the Buddhist people, the people in Tibet. I hold, you know, to the Muslim. I hold to the traditional. If you believe the way you want and way you have been taught, then do it 24/7. It says in the Bible, thou shalt not kill. Why are you killing? If your Creator told you don't, why are you doing it? That's all I'm saying.
All right, we're now getting
don't
a bit
it, then.
Cracked up. Oops,
if the... God's your father, don't do it. I understand, JP.
Hang on a second,
Taylor. Right now,
I'm just gonna call you
I
back.
I apologize, but maybe I'm just saying we need to walk with your toes.
Just going to call Tugol back and clear the line a bit. Touch the screen. Feel the healing. There you are.
Okay.
There we go. Much better.
All right. I apologize. I got...
No
I
need
got
to
so
apologize.
Much rolling in. I got so much weather.
Yeah, no need to apologize to
you. There's a lot of weather rolling in, brother.
Yeah. No need to apologize, we understand. Colleen in Indiana is also getting a lot of weather. Strangely enough, we're having no weather at all. It's just absolutely idyllic midsummer weather, which is really strange. For us to actually have nice weather, it's really unusual. But anyway, we are having nice weather. I'm making the most of it and not gloating at all. Anyway, so, cause I love storms. You know, we had a storm night the other night and I love storms. I love to watch the lightning. I love to hear the thunder. I love it. You know, I like to make a noise as well, you know, and so, are you singing in a band? Are you playing guitar?
I can tell you this, JP. Matter of fact, I got a song out right now, but they want me to record it right now, but, you know, I got to figure out which way, how, and everything else, but I do have a song that I've got that's somewhat a cappella right now. JP?
Are you up to performing it a cappella? I mean, you don't have to, but...
It's kind of a cappella, but I'm actually playing a bass guitar right now.
All right.
I love the sound of the bass, man, by the way. But if you want me to, I can do a little bit of this show.
If you can do this on the air, that would be absolutely awesome. Because, You know, I think we've probably again discussed this in the past before, but you know, mm-hmm. I too love playing the bass, and it does feel shamanic to me. It feels like the bass is the drum. The bass is the shaman's drum, isn't it? Because of the resonance of it.
Well,
and you can play
the bass goes with any. The bass goes with the drum, number one. And I want to thank the reason I picked the bass up. I want to thank Mr. Geezer Butler of Black Sabbath, because that's why I picked the bass up. But you know, just letting you know that because Geezer Butler was awesome in my day, and he still is. But I wanted to thank you for that. But are you wanting me to do one for you, JP?
I think everybody would want you to do one, Dudok. Really, I think everybody would love to hear a song of yours, because
I want to say it like this. Okay, this is because of Mr. Harrison Kennedy. You know, this is only because of what he's done in my life. So you know, and the interview I did with him. I love you very much, Mr. Kennedy, and this is for you. I'm going to try to do it this way. The song is called Mama. It goes like this. Mama, hold your arms out. I'm tired and I'm torn. Mama, hold your arms out. Your baby's coming home. Your child's coming home. I fought as hard as I can now. No more do I roam. So mama, hold your arms out. Your baby's coming home. Your child's coming home. Mama, look out your window. On your porch I do stand. So mama, hold your arms out. Your baby's come home. Your child's come home. There you go, JP. That's a little love.
Yay! Hang on. Let me just find some applause. Where is it? Oh, that's not there. Yeah, there we go. Hearing applause. There we go. So, yeah, that's enough. Fantastic. So, you can do some vocals. Somebody gonna drag you into a studio then?
Yeah, they're talking about it right now. We haven't made the any kind of arrangement or nothing like that, JP, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, well, you can set up a home studio as well.
I want to give that out to anyone that has been a. I wanted to give that out also to any warrior, any veteran from World War II, any veteran from, you know, from World War II up, you know, anybody in the military that their mom was waiting for them to come home, and whoever made it home, their mamas are very happy to see them. So I wanted to let you know that that song is dedicated to any warrior that's been in war.
Everybody's going amazing. Thank you, security. Sister Tracy has got a big lippy kiss. wonderful. Thank you. Beautiful. Very much like an old time spiritual. Lots of lovely things. Lots of lovely things.
Mm.
Well, so
I want to thank Mr. Harrison Kennedy given that. I want to thank Mr. Harrison Kennedy real quick for giving me that inspiration also, JP, because man, that man made me too. He's put a fire under me in certain in big ways.
Good.
Much
good. It's really good, you know, because when you find your voice, then your soul can be, then you're useful. What's the point of a soul being in a body that has no voice, you know?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
One of the reasons I'm on here about the flags too, one of the things I'm on here about the flags too, my brother, is to, I want no nation left out of this. And what I'm saying is, you know, we're getting people from the Caribbean that are sending me flags. We're getting people from Europe that are sending me flags. We're getting people from, they're talking about Japan right now. South Korea is talking about it. I want no nation left out of this, and I don't want any Indian nations left out of this, because I want to give them just as much honor as what's happening with us right now. And I'm going to make a big circle one day, and I'm going to put them, I'm going to post every flag that I get, and I'm going to throw it out there on the internet to let you know that the United Western Lenape Nation, we honor you. We honor, you know, the people. It is a thing of love, honor, respect, and hold out our hands in peace. And that's the reason these flags are coming in right now, JP. And I want no nation left out. And that is all indigenous people around the world, too. The Mahdi was just one of the first. And I want to thank Tracy Kennedy for the Mohawk flag and the Iroquois Confederacy flag that I have. And I also hold the Iroquois two-row peace flag. It's flying here, too. So I want to thank everybody, and I want every indigenous individual that are listening maybe right now, I want your nation to be seen out here as well, because I don't never know who I'm going to be sitting with anymore since I took this position. The Maori were the first. And it's just love, honor, and respect, and a hand of peace, JP.
Well, Two Dog, it's been another great honor to speak to you.
Well, let's not be
strangers. We say here.
If you need me again, holler at me, brother.
Sure.
I'm here to do for the people. You want to holler at me, we'll get another phone.
And indeed, if you have messages, you know where to find me. You know? So, This is great. There's so much going on that is of a positive, kind of, oh, finally we can actually get this going now feeling, you know, all these things that we've been waiting for a very, very long time, more than our lifetimes.
And I will let you know as soon as the Scottish flag arrives, I will let you know.
Oh, you know, that'd be great. So, yeah, we'll see what goes on with that. So, this has been Ever Beyond with Chief Charles Two Dog of the Western Lenape. Is that correct? Lenape? Have I spelled that right?
The Western Lenape Nation, yes.
The Western Lenape Station.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you very much. Okay.
It was a great pleasure to be here, JP, once again with you.
Excellent. It was great joy to have you on. Thank you very much, Tuvok. This has been Ever Beyond. And buckle down the hatches. The storm's coming. Take care, Tuvok. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much.
Beyond.